Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. How's it going for you? How's the day going? Is the weather working for you? I mean, is it working for you for real? I know in many parts of the country, we're beginning to feel the heat. Other parts of the country, not so much. Maybe you're still in the 70s. How's the weather working for you? How are you working for life? Are you flowing with life? Are you kind of working against it? I tell you, there's something about working against life that can really put us through some things that we shouldn't have to go through. So be sure that you are living the best lives you can live. Let's do that. Let's make a commitment to that. Let's live the best lives that we can live, morally, intellectually, with regards to our families. Well, we could say relationally. Morally, intellectually, relationally. Let's pay attention to our relationship with ourselves. Yes, indeed. I know that may sound strange, but think about it. If we say X, Y, G, and F are our values, they really mean a lot to us. But when we actually put our lives into play, we really focus on G, L, M, and R. That is what people call incongruence. We are saying one thing and living another, and that incongruence, that state of being out of sync, our actual living being out of sync with what we say is important to us, causes internal problems. That's why I say let's be sure that when it comes to relationships, we are in good relation with ourselves. How about with our family members? How about with those who work with us every day? How about the people we worship with? How about, most importantly of all, our Creator? Yes, relationships are very, very, very important. Let's make sure that we are taking good care of our relationships. Well, I want to ask you something. We will more than likely take a look into the future today, as we normally do on Thursdays, but I'm thinking about putting it on the back end of the day simply so that we can look into a couple of subjects that I want us to look into first. And let's start with the summit that occurred between North Korea and America, between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. What are your thoughts about what took place? Now, I know that Dr. Albert pointed out to us that one of the concerns about having a one-on-one or a one-to-one meeting with the North Koreans, America, having a one-to-one meeting with the North Koreans, is that North Korea would then be given a sense of legitimacy as a nation, despite the many things that they've been doing that have been just causing heartache, heartburn, trouble, stress for many all around the world. And so a lot of people have said, look, because of what they're doing with regards to human rights, with regards to what they're doing when it comes to prisoners of war, how they're treating their own citizens, with regards to the disregard, the disrespect that they seem to have for other nations, including the U.S. of A. For decades, people have been saying, do not reward them by treating them as a nation worthy of the same respect, deserving of the same respect that other nations have and experience. Of course, we know that no nation is perfect because every nation is made up of not only trees and grass and bodies of water, etc., but primarily of people. And people are not perfect. We are all imperfect. And that includes the way many nations make their decisions as to what they will do, what they will not do, who they will help, who they will not help, who they will hurt, whom they will not hurt. But many around the world have concluded that North Korea is really, really way out. And of course, many of us, whether we're involved in politics or not, have been very concerned about a lot of the nuclear testing that's been going on in North Korea. Well, that's partly, in fact, largely what this recent summit was about. Donald Trump's readiness to do what so many other presidents have done, and that is try to persuade the North Korean leaders to give up their nuclear weapons. Now, we understand the whole issue of legitimacy of North Korea as a nation. But as I shared when Dr. Albert was here, I'd been one who for years has wondered if it might be in our better interest in the long run to allow American leadership to go ahead and have that one-to-one with North Korean leadership. Would it possibly lead to the kind of outcome that we'd hope for? Denuclearization, much better chance for peace. Well, Donald Trump made that move. And we have received a promise from the North Korean leadership that they will denuclearize. Now, here's what I want to point out, though, because I know that many of us have been hearing about this for weeks now, for days, I should say. For days. Oh, man, this historic meeting took place. And, well, let's face it. Very, very important conversation has taken place. And we have received promise from North Korean leadership that they will denuclearize. Donald Trump promised that he's going to stop a lot of the maneuvering that has been taking place for decades in South Korea. And the attempts to make sure that South Korea is protected from North Korea. Well, we've heard a lot of the feedback. People have complained that Donald Trump gave up much and gained little to nothing. He has a promise of denuclearization, but there are no details on paper. Another comment that people have made is that this is not the first time that North Korean leadership is promising to denuclearize. They've made that promise a number of times before and have not ever kept the promise. That's the backdrop. Now, this for me is the focus. This is what I want us to focus on right now. The response from our political leaders in Washington, D.C. to this summit. And I couldn't help but notice that we've gotten quite a bit of favorable, we've heard quite a few favorable comments from our Republican leadership in Congress. And again, when I say Congress, I'm referring to the Senate and the House of Representatives. We've received some very, very warm commentary from the Republican leadership with regards to the summit. Some have, you know, conceded that there's some concern as to whether or not the promise to denuclearize will be kept. But we are also hearing comments like this. This is a historic moment from our Republican leaders. This is a historic moment, and it holds out much promise. And I agree, it is a historic moment. It's not very unique in the sense that, in a number of ways, America has been here before, but still, we have Republicans who are making some very, very nice comments about it. Republican leaders are saying that, for example, just another comment, is that, you know, this is something that is an incredibly important goal, denuclearization of North Korea, an incredibly important goal. And we do agree with that. It is incredibly important. And here's the thing, you know, Republican Cory Gardner from Colorado saying, you know, the bottom line is this. We have an agreement from the North Korean leader on denuclearization. And this is an incredibly important goal. And he says that's the that agreement is the bottom line. Republicans giving Trump credit for his initial steps toward peace. House Speaker Paul Ryan saying that the only acceptable outcome is complete, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization. And I think that that's the thing that we should be shooting for. Now, here's the thing, though. The many, many positive comments coming from the Republicans about this, I think, are good, especially in light of the fact that you have Republicans who are saying, but hold on now, let's not get too optimistic. Basically, they're saying, let's wait and see. Let's go ahead and hope for the best, but recognize that this really is something historic that we need to applaud. Is essentially the message. We need to applaud what has taken place. Now, here's the reason that I mentioned this. With regards to Iran, there are people, there are countries all around the world who don't want Iran to be able to make nuclear weapons and wreak havoc in the world. So, President Clinton had his team negotiate with the Iranian leaders, and they came up with a system that, number one, was going to be much more verifiable than the system that we currently do not have in place right now with North Korea, because there are no details as to how the system, how what they're doing would be verified. Remember, they had said that they were going to allow scientific experts to come in and take a look at what they've already done in North Korea. The North Korean leadership changed their minds and allowed only journalists to come in, not experts, journalists to come in, not scientific experts, journalists to come in ahead of the summit to see what they've already been accomplishing. And many have said North Korea, as I mentioned, has been here before. They've made these promises before and broken their promise every single time. With regards to Iran, details were put into place. We had the support of our allies. Scientific experts were going to be allowed to, were going to continue to be permitted to go in, check to see what was happening. And there was no question. It was verified over and over that as of the time of the sealing of the deal in Iran, the Iranians had indeed been keeping their end of the bargain. And yet, the Republicans, almost with one voice, had nothing but criticism and claimed outright that, number one, the Iranians were not going to keep their promise. They were already doing more than we were being told. And they actually lambasted President Obama and worked to dismantle. They wanted his agreement dismantled. Instead of getting behind our president of the United States of America and saying this was truly a historic moment, instead of saying, hey, this holds promise, it's at least one step towards peace, the way they did with regards to this North Korean summit. The Republicans had only negatives to say, and they did not want the deal to last. They wanted the deal. They wanted the contract broken. They wanted it dissolved. I think it's good that the Republicans are cautiously optimistic about where we are at this point in our talks with the North Korean leadership. I think that the Republicans should have taken the exact same position when President Obama had his team negotiate a deal that was very, very suitable to our allies when it came to moving towards peace with regards to our relationships with Iran. Too often, all too often, we have too many politicians who only want to be political, and all they want to do is be obstructive. All they want to do is consider who's in office, and that dictates for many of them what their responses will be. Not the merits of what that leader is doing, that leader in the White House is doing. Not the true merits. No, just how do we want to turn this against? How do we want to work this out so that we get people inflamed and have them upset about this good deal and make it impossible for them to realize just how helpful to the world this can be? And then, of course, Donald Trump going the route that the Republicans wanted, undoing the good that was done in Iran, while trying to pursue the same kind of peace in North Korea. What inconsistency. What inconsistency. No wonder so many people, so many young people in particular, are looking at what older America is doing, looking at the kinds of decisions that older America applauds and pushes, and they shake their heads. When our backs were-